The early people of Tegaya worshipped mountains as well as the sky gods and believed in the afterlife, which helps explain why they made sacrificial burials. The dead were buried in graves with burial mounds, and rituals were held in their honor and to wish them well in the afterlife. Earthenware used in such rituals was broken with the pieces buried around the grave. Archaeologists have found many fragments of round jar stands, bowl-shaped stands, and large jars. Now take a look at the ironware in front of the earthenware. Cramps hold together the wooden boards that make up a coffin, and nails are used for finishing. The gilt bronze rings next to those are handles that were fixed to wooden coffins for carrying. You can see that the handles and nails have retained their golden tone. These are very similar in form to those excavated from the tomb of King Muryong in Gongju. Down the track, after Tegaya adopted Buddhism, Buddhism-inspired names of palaces and persons became common, and people started drawing lotuses as seen in the tomb murals of Kowari and making roof tiles and bricks with lotus patterns. Now take a look at the kayagum to the left. The kayagum is a string instrument created by musician Uruk by order of King Kashir of Tegaya. The creation of the kayagum was inspired by the Confucianist belief in ritual and music as an instrument for preserving and developing social order. And King Kashir sought to use the kayagum to unify Tegaya as one.